Israeli violence against the besieged Palestinians in Gaza saw a sharp increase recently. According to the Ministry of Health in Gaza, 16 Gazans, including 4 children, were killed and 73 were injured in only 1 week of Israeli airstrikes and tank shelling. We visited the house of the Adam family, who lost their 12-year-old son Ma'moun during one of the Israeli airstrikes. His mother still cannot comprehend that she has lost her only son, who was innocently playing with his football during a family picnic.
My son was just playing with his ball when all of a sudden I heard a loud explosion and it was just smoke everywhere. When I reached him, I realized immediately that he was dead. I still can't believe that he's not among us.
His father, who was also wounded in the Israeli drone attack, can hardly hold back his tears as he speaks about his late beloved son.
I'm a blind man and was just enjoying a picnic with my wife and son. We were not firing rockets and no one around us was firing rockets. I don't understand what did my son do to deserve such fate, to be killed by a rocket from an Israeli drone.
The Gaza Strip is home to over 1.5 million Palestinians, and children make up over 55% of its population. In recent years, Israeli aggression claimed the lives of hundreds of Palestinian children, especially during the war in Gaza at the turn of 2009. The sharp increase in violence coincided with the Egyptian presidential runoff elections. The Hamas movement said that Israel took advantage of the world's attention towards Egypt to inflict as much pain as possible and cause as many casualties as possible amongst the Palestinians.
The timing of the Israeli aggression shows that it was pre-planned to take place as the Egyptian presidential elections were taking place. Israel was banking on the fact that the whole world would be preoccupied with the situation in Egypt. But as Palestinians, we remain strong and steadfast.
After decades of Israeli occupation, Palestinians see no end in sight to their suffering. Many here blame the increase of violence against Palestinians, especially the children, on what they describe as the international conspiracy of silence. Ashraf Shannon, reporting for Remember Palestine, Gaza.